we can officially say now, we do have a couple of baseball broadcasts we want to talk about. Spring training is set to begin.
Yes.
And on Friday, this Friday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, we are prepared to broadcast the Tigers' spring training opener on 790 WSGW.
Can't wait to hear baseball on the radio.
Should be a lot of fun. It's against the Philadelphia Phillies. And I'm thinking, for Tigers fans who are looking for some excitement straight off, because it is the first spring training game, usually, for at least one at-bat anyway, you'll have probably Miguel Cabrera taking swings.
Oh, okay.
I'm guessing. Mm-hmm. You know, for example, you know, if you want to hear the longtime Tigers veteran. But more importantly than that, I think, and I'm not guaranteeing this, but I'm guessing that you're going to probably hear the names Spencer Torkelson and Riley Green in that same lineup for opening day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
For the opening broadcast, anyway.
And that's in Lakeland, or is it elsewhere?
Nope. It's in Lakeland.
In Lakeland, yeah.
So.
Yeah, I was wondering with the shortened spring training schedule, if this means that some of the big-name players will be taking more swings and be out there a bit more.
I'm guessing because some of the veterans, you know, they're going to be on the team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, they have to still be prepared.
Absolutely.
You know, they have other ways they can do so. But these young guys, you want to get those live pitching situations, live game situations.
Right.
So, you know, and I don't know. Again, I'm just speculating. I have not, unless you, have you read anything?
No, I haven't seen.
Lineup projections yet? Those will be coming.
For Friday or
for Friday,
I haven't seen anything
yet. I'm wondering, like, you know, does Casey Mize get the start? Young phenom are looking for building into the future.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know, but you'll hear it. Dan Dickerson and Jim Price to be along. 1 o'clock, again, specifically on 790. We'll have that game Friday, and we also have a game on Sunday, by the way.
Who are they playing Sunday?
At 1 o'clock. That's
the Yankees, right?
Yankees, all right.
So that's the Yankees on Sunday. And then from there, we'll let you know, because, again, we still have other teams that we broadcast.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, we have to avoid conflicts.
In preseason, you know, the Tigers, if there's a conflict, would become the broadcast that doesn't happen. But when the season does begin,
every game.
All 162 games we'll have broadcast for you. We'll make accommodations, get the Tigers on the air.
And all of them on 790.
So stick around with us to hear more of the broadcast schedule. And again, if you want to check that broadcast schedule box,
yes,
we'll have everything there for you so you can keep track of the Tigers. Remember, the Red Wings are continuing, Saginaw Spirit continuing too, and the extended season to the middle of April because they're going to make up some of those canceled games earlier, so the Spirit season will continue.
Oh, Spirit, yeah, right.
And Michigan basketball, well, at least we know Thursday.
Yeah, we know at least one more game.
And it's a game-by-game basis.
Yeah.
You win, you keep on playing, and you don't,
that's it.
You're done.
That's all she wrote.
So
turn off the lights, the party's over.
Channel of a little Dandy Don there.
Yeah, huh? That's right. Yeah,
down there. Back in the Monday Night Football times when he used to sing that when he thought the game was over. 6:46 on WSGW. Speaking of baseball, word is out here that at least it's referencing the Low A Southeast League. They're going to test some of the rules that they're talking about making in Major League Baseball, including the anti-shift rule.
No, okay.
Including larger bases.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it says here, pitchers, catchers, and batters, and that pretty much everybody, well, it doesn't say fielders, I guess, will be able to appeal calls from both human umpires and some of the robo-umpires they're going to be using.
Oh,
That could prolong the game.
Yeah, that's first question. This all it says. It doesn't say how it's going to do it, so how the rules would work, or anything like that. But I'm sure that's the first question here. If you're all, or is it going to be one of those, hey, you get two appeals a game or something like that, or you know,
how do you argue against a robot?
Yeah, that's a good point.
And if you appeal and you're wrong, is there any sanction or penalty for that?
Yeah, I think there should be.
No, do you get an extra strike if you're wrong?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure we'll find out more. But that's what's happening in the Low A Southeast League. I know that we've had other member leagues that have tested some of those robot umpires and things like that. But that will include that. Again, the anti-shift rules and the larger bases. We'll see.
Right.
The potential for these to be introduced into the major leagues could be as soon as, they say, 2023, which is next season.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind. Let me throw this out here, too, as long as I'm talking a little sports. I meant to do this yesterday. And this piece of paper I have my information written on, I dropped.
Oh.
Did not realize it. I had it in my stuff to mention yesterday, and then when I was doing some studio cleanup. So what's this on the floor? Oh, that's the story I wanted to mention. You know, for all the things that were happening over the weekend, our former colleague, still a good friend, and, well, he still works with us, too, as he does the voice work for Saginaw Valley State University and the football, J.J. Bame, communications director, sent me a note letting me know that over the weekend, the Saginaw Valley State University track and field teams, both the men's and women's, were competing in the championships for Division II. SVSU women tied for 7th, the men tied for 33rd. You know, this is the National Division II championships. However, one of the women competing, Cheyenne Williamson, set a new NCAA Division II record in the pentathlon with 4,292 points. She's the first woman in D2 history to finish with a score over 4,200, winning a pentathlon.
That's awesome.
Amazing.
How cool is that?
Yeah, sure is.
In fact, it's her second straight title, the national title in the event. So we want to mention Cheyenne Williamson for SVSU and the women's track and field team with an individual honor of note, a national champion from SVSU.
All right.
Isn't that cool?
Way to go.
That's cool. So remember that name, Cheyenne Williamson. Whether there's other future work for her in track and field, I don't know, but we want to make sure that you remember that name. We want to thank JJ for passing that along.
Maybe the Summer Olympics.
Well, you wonder, you know, it's, hey, doing well right now. That's sometimes those are those names that are happening that you are occurring in a local basis, collegiate basis, and then suddenly they spring onto a national news or something like that. Anyway, want to make sure that we rectified that from the weekend. My apologies for missing it yesterday. Wanted to do that when we were talking about some of the weekend sports wrap-ups.